Episode 8, Releasing Emotions. Welcome to the Lightworker Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Ubel-Grant. I am a lightworker, a meditation facilitator, Reiki master, and a health and wellness enthusiast who thrives on helping people. Connection is my superpower, and I just love bringing people to a space where transformation can occur. Are you looking for information on being a lightworker? Are you a lightworker and just love collecting knowledge from other lightworkers? Then this is exactly where you need to be right now. Spirit has brought you here for a reason, and my hope is that this podcast will offer some new information and insights that will help you on your journey. I am here to help you connect and grow on your true path as a lightworker. Hi everyone, it's Natalie here. Welcome again to Lightworker Podcast. In today's podcast, I share a snippet from one of my meditation groups. I feel really blessed to have such powerful women who attend our group each week, where we share our experiences with each other and learn and grow together. I really feel that growing together is something that is important for us lightworkers at this time. Coming together and sharing our experiences builds our confidence in our own ability because we can see the similarities in each other, so we don't feel so alone anymore. So our subject a lot of the time at these groups is releasing emotions and their hold that they have over us in our daily lives. Following on from last week's podcast where I spoke about how awareness creates choice, I thought you might like to hear what Di shared about a system called the Sedona Method. Di has had some success using this system and was lovely enough to share this with the group. The information on the Sedona Method will be in the show notes, so please head over to the Lightworker Podcast and find the link and you'll be able to get access to that. Today we just share a couple of meditations and a little bit of a talk about some of the philosophies within the Sedona Method. There are a lot of different systems available out there to help us release the power trapped emotions have over us. And I have found that it is really important in the beginning to find a way to connect with your own intuition and build trust in your own capabilities. We are powerful and have access to capabilities beyond belief. Listening to your intuition will always lead you exactly where you need to be and to the lessons that you need to learn. This healing method shared today may be useful to you, and it may not. You may find that you have an instant connection with it, and you may not. If not, don't be discouraged. That is why there are so many lightworkers out there sharing their methods with us in slightly different ways, because we need to hear it lots of different ways sometimes in order to be able to touch the truth. I recommend always to the people that work with me to follow your intuition, and the teachers will present themselves when you are ready. In the meantime, just gather as much information as your time allows you to, and watch it all begin to fall into place as it should in universal perfection. I hope you enjoy today's podcast. In today's podcast, I do recommend that if you are driving, that you press pause and maybe listen to this later, because there is going to be a couple of meditations, and driving and meditating is definitely not recommended. Thank you.
With this, you welcome that in. because when you're pushing it away, you're resisting it. And while you're pushing it away, you can't let it go. So once you let it come in, so he says to welcome in the sound, sensation, thoughts and pictures. So all thoughts and feelings, you might have words come to your head, you might have a little memory of an event that's happened. So, based on the emotions that I'm going to say, and then let them be here. So just, it might be something that you don't want to remember or to be in, but just allow it to be there, because then the question is, could you in this moment? So there's only ever this moment. So even though that was in the past and it has happened, there's only ever this moment. So in this moment, could you just set it free? And when he talks about setting it free, it's like getting a pen and just dropping it. So could you just set it free? Would you? He's asking permission. When? And if you say yes, now. Once you say that, you set it free. So he's giving you the option. So would you? Asking your permission. And he said each time that you ask yourself the permission to let it go, would you? That's actually stepping into courageousness, because that's allowing you to drop this. So it works on the basis of the way I think it works, is the recreation of events. So you may have had something happen in your past that was not a pleasant thing that had happened. But what you can do is to go back there and to, while it's still a memory, memories are okay, it's when that memory is attached to an emotion that makes you feel bad. So the poor me, or the unhappy me, or the unhappy story that I have there. So memories are fine, it's what's attached to it and how you identify to that memory. Because we learn from our memories, you know, that's how we learn and create our life. So this is going back to those memories in a really quick way so that you can drop them and let it go, so you're not attached to it anymore. That's the way I figured it out.
Yeah.
It is.
It makes sense.
All right, and I will do that a few times. So on the apathy, so then I'll go through a few synonyms, and then I'll go to another few synonyms, and it may be another event. It may be the same event that you're thinking of, and we'll do the same dropping way. Any questions?
Excellent.
I like it. That's essentially what you do with healings, what I feel like I've experienced with you.
Yeah.
Is we revisit something, and
That's exactly it. But this is something that you can do. You know, when I say, bring the feeling in and then meditate on it and see what comes intuitively to you that's giving you information about why. Why are you feeling angry, or why are you feeling sad? This gives you an actual tool that you can ask yourself a series of questions that will actually help you to let it go.
Yeah.
It's just a different person's version of a similar thing, and it may work better for some than others.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth exploring and giving it a try.
Yeah.
We thought.
Yeah. So with this, I'll just do the when, and then the next one I'll add in the wanting part that we were doing last week.
I'm going
to
mic you up.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Sounds delightful.
It's business now.
It's business. Okay, so apathy. So you can either close your eyes or take a deep breath, and so that you are present here, you're relaxed in your seat, and focusing on apathy and the synonyms that are relevant to apathy and to your experience. Okay, so thinking of
any time you're bored, careless, can't win, defeated, depressed, or demoralized, maybe a situation, maybe one event, maybe numerous events, but just to recognize where that one of those or all of those come from, how does it make you feel? And to identify how it makes you feel, welcome in the sounds, the sensations, any thoughts or any pictures based on these emotions of apathy. Just let them be here as best you can in this moment. Just allow them to be there. Right, could you, in this moment, because there's only ever this moment, just set them free? Would you? And when? And allow yourself to drop them. If you feel any resistance, if there's any of you who are getting, no, I can't drop them, just ask yourself, just allow yourself to hold on to them. And if you get a no, it means you've dropped them. Okay. So going to some more synonyms of apathy. Failure, when you're forgetful, when you feel hopeless, humorless, I can't, I don't care. Welcome in the sounds, sensations, thoughts and pictures that any of these create for you and how it makes you feel. Let them be here as best you can in this moment. Now, could you in this moment set them free? Would you? When? And just drop them. Just let them go. Allow them to float away, to be no longer part of you. Okay, a third one for apathy. Any time you've been lazy, listless, a loser, been overwhelmed or felt powerless, welcome in the sounds, the sensations, thoughts and pictures based on these emotions. Let them be here as best you can in this moment. How does it feel? You may find that it's in a particular part of your body. Could you in this moment set them free? Could you just drop them, let them go? To no longer be a part of you. Would you? When? So just scan yourself and see if there's any residue from any of those that we have done so far. Any bits that are left? Are they presenting as a feeling? Or held in a part of your body? Can you see a picture of them? Are you being given words? Just welcome them in. As a final sweep to let them go, could you in this moment just set them free? Just drop them. So it's a final sweep, a final clean. Would you? And when? Scan yourself now and see how you feel. Just bring yourself back to the present. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
This is good.
Mm. Did you like that?
I was hyperventilating. I was like not breathing properly, which I was conscious of. And I'm like, oh, what's that?
Welcome it in. Allow it to be there. Yeah, just
now
drop it.
Breathing again properly.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Because
that's a really low
vibration.
Mm. It really felt really, really low to dive into those really gritty emotions.
Yeah, because we've all been there at some stage. Oh, yeah. All of those things, because you just think of apathy, but it's not. There's a whole pile of stuff to it that's got depth to it. So do you
want to go to wanting? Go to the face?
Yeah, so we'll go to the next one, which is grief. Right, so any time you are feeling any emotion that's not peaceful and settling, you can go, oh, I'm feeling really disturbed here. And that's when you go, all right, welcome it in. Could I let that go? Yep. And drop it. And do that a number of times on it. And each time, whatever the situation is, it might be a different emotion that'll come up and should get less and less and less. But it brings you back to the present because you're not there hanging on to whatever it is that has created the reaction in you. Because it's within you.
It's just a feeling.
Yeah, it's not a tangible.
You're not the feeling.
Yes.
It's just a feeling which is giving you guidance.
Yeah.
It's wanting you to look at it. It's wanting you to feel it. It's wanting to be acknowledged in that moment.
For however it was created in your life, and the situation has just become a trigger for you.
Yeah.
So to go a bit further, so you can have another tool that gets a bit deeper and I found it really valuable for me because then I started to see why I was doing things. So this is about wanting. So the wantings are wanting approval or acceptance. This is number one, wanting approval or acceptance. Wanting change or control. Wanting security or survival. So these are the same sort of things. So change and control are a similar thing. Wanting separation or oneness. Now the separation is where so oneness is where you want to be included, you want to be in the universe and you want to be back to how he describes it. We became separated or we became separate and created our own identities from, say, the age of two. And before that, most of us were, or all of us were, you know, the everybody owns everything type of thing. And then as you get older, you start to realise that it's my cup and my toy. And once you get the my, that's when you are becoming separate. You're becoming the separated from everyone else. And usually when you become separated, because that's me and there's you, well then maybe you aren't very nice. So therefore, I've got to keep you away to protect me. And then also, this is mine, so I've got to hang on to it and keep you away because it's mine. And that's how we create our separation. And you'll see kids, little ones do it, you know, they're eventually, you know, my thing. And then, we've all seen them do that. So the separation at some stages, we may want to be separate. So examples are where a teenager is starting to rebel and wanting to move away from the family. So they want separation. So they'll do, say things and do things that pushes the away from the family. Even within your family, like I just want my own space. just give me a chance here, go away, you know, and you'll do things and say things that will create that separation. It's not bad wanting, not bad being separate, it's the wanting that we're letting go of. Right, so when you're wanting something, so if you're wanting approval, so approval's not bad in itself, it's the wanting. So while you're wanting approval, you're running around doing all these things because you think that's the way that you get approval. Whereas if you drop the wanting, it's, which limits you, then you can step back and go, oh, okay, I'm doing these things because I want approval. I don't need to do that. And you can step back, which gives you great, better choices or more choices with what you can do in that situation. Or
it gives you bigger vision to be able to see that you're already getting approval anyway. You're just not seeing it when the want's there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the same with control and change. That's a big one for mind control. So you're wanting to control things. So, and that's particularly, I should imagine, as parents, that we really want to control, you know, our children, because that's what we do and we keep them safe. So once we've done the wanting, then the next step is that you see how you make it personal to you. So the next step is, so we look at the wanting and I ask you, is this coming from a wanting approval or wanting change or control or wanting? Then the next step is you go, all right, well, how am I making that personal to me? All right, just then the example is, well, I'm a parent, and as a parent, they should do as I tell them to because I know. So, but really, you're a parent usually only, your knowledge of being a parent is only from what you've learnt from your parents. So there are lots of different ways of being a parent. And while you hang on to that particular way and making it personal, then you become attached to it and you can't see the bigger picture. Okay? Any questions? Yeah, so the whole thing is getting you to question or look at why you are reacting in a particular way or why you're thinking or doing a particular thing so that you can come back to the present time and have greater options instead of reacting as we always, which is a habit most of the time.
Letting the reptile brain jump.
Yeah, absolutely.
Running with that rather than thinking about it logically and sitting in allowing.
Yes. We are not our emotions. We are not our story of our life. We are that divine spark, that presence, that knowledge, that is that tiny little voice inside us that every so often we listen to, which has a wealth of knowledge. We think our strength comes from emotions, but it's not. What it's doing is that in the situation, it gets you to quickly recognize how and why you're reacting so that you understand. This is how it was such a big thing for me, so that I could understand why I was doing these things, which was causing me such grief. And it was this story about me and how this is how it should happen, when really Helen's got a story about how it should happen, Hannah's got a story about how it should happen, and we're all whereas if we all just sat and just let go of our story and let go of what the emotion that is creating it, so on one situation it could be different emotions that's going to be created over that situation. So an event, a situation is, it is just what it is. It's our interpretation of it.
Based on our past experience.
Absolutely.
And we don't know what we don't know.
All right, so this time if we go to grief. So with grief, we'll do the synonyms. And then I wonder if fear would be better. Actually, let's go to fear, because in fear, that will show you, you know, that you're doing things because you want to be acknowledged or accepted, and it's most probably going to show better. All right, we'll do fear. And so read the synonyms again. Get the sounds, the pictures, the sensations. Welcome them in. And then I'll ask, is this from a wanting of any of those? Go through them. You pick one. You might go, oh, it's all of them. So just pick one that you just think, the whatever one, because we'll go back again. You can use the same situation, the same synonyms if you wish to, or you can join in with new synonyms as I read them. But only release on one of the wantings at a time. Okay? Mm-hmm. And for me, I usually go, yeah, that's wanting to control. And it might be wanting to control all the time. That's okay. If each time I read it, the wanting to control comes up again, yeah, so that's fine. And that's not a problem. That's just how it is. So there's nothing wrong with any of us. We're just all control freaks. Mm-hmm.
Releasing our control.
All right. So, okay, so deep breath again. You can close your eyes or leave them open to do this. And we're looking at fear. So we are listening to the synonyms, and from that, a situation or event or just feelings may come up. So any time you have felt submissive, cowardly, defensive, you've distrust or have doubt. May see or think of an event, situation. Welcome in those sounds, sensations, pictures, maybe in a particular part of your body, maybe something you hear. Just allow them in this moment, as best you can, to allow them to be here. Now have a look at that event. Did that come, these feelings, did that come from a wanting acceptance or approval? Was it wanting control or to change something? Was it wanting survival or security? Was it wanting separation or oneness? So welcome that in. Might get some more sensations, feelings, pictures. Could you, in this moment, just let the wanting go? Just drop the wanting. Would you? And when? Now you can go back to the feeling of fear. Any of those could be the same event that brought up, that were brought up by those synonyms. I'll read some more. Any time you felt insecure, scared, shy, or frightened. Maybe the same event, maybe something different. Welcome in any pictures, sounds, sensations, wherever it is in your body. Welcome it in and let it be here as best you can in this moment. Now, did any of those come from a wanting approval or acceptance? Wanting to change something or to control it? Wanting security, or was it about survival of some sort? Or was it wanting separation or oneness? So welcome it in. And could you, in this moment, just drop the wanting part? Allow it to just drop, to be free, to be released. Would you? And when? Now you can go back to the same event, same situation, or were you at any time suspicious, terrified, threatened, feeling timid or trapped? Could have been horrified. Any pictures, sounds, sensations that you have? You may feel it somewhere in your body. Just welcome it in as best you can. And look at this to see, does that come from a wanting acceptance or approval? Wanting to change or control something? Wanting security or for survival? Or wanting to be separate or to be oneness? And allow that in, and can you, in this moment, drop the wanting of any of those? Allow that to be dropped. Could you? Would you? And when? Now, with any of those that we went through, could be the same event, could be something different. Have a look at how you've made it personal to you, how you've attached it to you in some way, how you hang on to it. Does it make you feel important? Is it what you know from your childhood? Have you been taught it by someone? How have you hung on to this in some way? So could you just welcome in the feelings and sensations that you get from that, personalizing? And could you just drop it, let that go? Because it's not you, this is a story. The stories of your life are not you. Your emotions are not you. Created, but they are not the true self of who you are. Could you just let them go? Would you? And when? And check through again, see if there's any residue anywhere. Any of those we went through, any residue of personalizing? Might be other attachments, other reasons why you feel it's important to hang on to it. Because as you hold on to things, it creates more pain, more contraction. By welcoming it in and letting it go, it gives you more choice. Could you let that go? Would you? And when? Just scan again for the last residue. And releasing anything that's left there. So that when you open your eyes, you feel released and clear. Might need a deep breath just to let it all pass by. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
That's good.
I find that really handy for me on the spot stuff when I'm about to go.
Take a deep breath.
Wanting to control.
There it is.
Yeah, so anyway, they're all just thank little you. Tools.
Thank you. That was great.
Yeah, so. Mm. Oh, no, it's not me. It's the Sedona man.
Do we know his name?
Hale Dwoskin. H-A-L-E. D-W-O-S-K-I-N. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be on YouTube.
Mm.
Hale Dwoskin. He didn't create this. Another man created it and gave it to him, and I think he's sort of really built on it. Mm.
Head over to lightofwellness.com. That is www.lightofwellness.com. Now and sign up for my newsletter by joining the Light Tribe. I will keep you up to date with the latest info on upcoming episodes, workshops, meditation groups, and Reiki courses. I would also love if you have a chance to rate us on iTunes. Ratings means we are able to reach more people. Thank you again so much for joining me today. Have a great week. The content found within these podcasts are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Nothing on this website is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any physical or medical conditions. If you have any physical or medical conditions, you should seek the advice of your medical professional immediately.